Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a quote from JFK. It came across, I think, Twitter earlier this week. And I just, you know, I was a little kid back in this day, so I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. I remember the horrible day he was assassinated. And I remember the weeks that followed. But as far as being involved in politics, I obviously was not. I was just in grade school. Now I'm telling my age, but that's the truth. That's what I am. That's what I was. A revolution is coming. A revolution will be peaceful if we are wise enough. Compassionate if we care enough. Successful if we are fortunate enough. But a revolution, which is coming, whether we will it or not, we can affect its character. We cannot alter its inevitability. By John F. Kennedy. I thought that was an amazing statement. And in seeing what's going on in this nation today, this kind of just smacked me in the head. The fact that JFK was against the Federal Reserve, and then he ended up, after he said he was going to do away with that, dead 3 days later, is suspicious, don't you think? We see some absurdities going on in this political arena today. And I don't know, besides me, I know you call and tell me about the other talk show hosts. It kind of, I wished you wouldn't always do that. But I don't know who you listen today to, other than the one before me and after me on shortwave. But those who are listening on your local radio stations and on the internet, who do you listen to besides CSC Talk Radio? Do you turn on Fox every night? Do you turn on the mainstream media, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC? Or you just give up and watch the sports? The mainstream media is blatantly supporting Hillary Clinton. And they have gone after Donald Trump. And it, I mean, they're not even trying to hide that they're biased. They're not even trying to hide it. Rush Limbaugh, now I don't listen to him, but he makes enough noise that these other news entities follow him. And this is coming from Newsmax. And Rush Limbaugh says that the news media is twisting words, and he's denying, it says, Rush Limbaugh, while denying he is rushing to defend Donald Trump's Second Amendment people remark, called the ensuing firestorm a typical political stroke by the left to pit the biased media against, he says, our candidates. I get news from different news sources. And I joined one. And I'm just going to read the headlines to you. This is called Politicus. Politicus. Politicus, USA. It is a liberal media outlet. And I'm just going to read the headlines to you. I don't ever post these. The headlines are Paul Ryan crushes Palin-endorsed candidate in Wisconsin primary. Okay, now, if the political left was rooting for Paul Ryan, what does that tell you? The next headline is, deranged Donald Trump says President Obama founded ISIS and Hillary co-founder. Now, what is your opinion on that? It is their bad policy. It was from the mistakes that they made that birthed ISIS. And it goes back to President Bush. But when Obama pulled out prematurely, just gave them the fire they needed. Plus, we're giving them the money. Now, listen to this one. This is another headline. Phil Robertson complains about dishonesty while he endorses Donald Trump. They're assuming that everybody knows Donald Trump is dishonest. They ignore all the lies, all the Gates of Hillary, and they only talk about Trump. And they will forever twist his words. MSNBC's Steve Kornacki explores the growing possibility of a Clinton landslide. Now, you listen to these polls and the mainstream media, and even Fox, saying that it's going, you know, how one-sided it is right now, and that Clinton's ahead. Look at the pictures of the crowds. Do they not speak at all? Where are they taking these polls? They're certainly not taking them at any of the rallies that Donald Trump is holding versus the speaking engagements that Hillary Clinton is holding. They're ignoring her health issues. Morning Joe has had enough and calls for the GOP to remove Trump as a candidate. No, Hillary Clinton does not want to abolish the Second Amendment. Well, yes, Hillary does. Now, I want to go off on that just a little bit. Dana Perino is not one of my favorites to listen to. She is so one-sided. She is so biased. She may be a Fox reporter, and she's supposed to be one of these really wise analysts, political analysts. But months ago, she said she probably wouldn't vote. She's not a patriot. I don't care how politically involved you are if you're not a patriot. If you don't care about the Constitution, now she'll argue with me about that. Well, Trump doesn't say he's for the Constitution, but we know what Hillary is about. We know she stands on socialism. We know she's being backed and endorsed by the Communist Party, which they're ignoring that. We don't know for a fact that she invited the murderer's father to her rally, but he was sitting in a place of honor behind her, and he endorsed her. But of course, after the hoopla, she did kind of denounce that. Hillary Clinton is an evil woman. She's not honest. She's not a woman for women. She's not a woman for races. She is an evil woman that goes after whatever pleases her and fixes her pocketbook. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been talking about the bias in media. Well, we're going to talk a little bit right now about the bias in social media. I have with me T.J. Kurgan. I think I'm saying that correctly. And he has a company. And I'm not going to say the word. It's tactical, and I'm going to say stuff, and you can kind of guess what it is. And he had a very large following, and he was not selling guns online or on Facebook. But Facebook, without warning, closed him down. And I wanted TJ to tell his story. TJ, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. Good morning, Tim. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Tell us your story.
Well, I can, but just to lay a little background, tactical, and if anybody wants to Google us without saying that word or spelling that word, they can just search for tactical SHT, and they will find us that way. And so I'm an ex-police officer from North St. Louis County.
Okay.
I worked in a neighborhood really close to a town some of you may have heard of called Ferguson.
Yes.
And so I was always the guy kicking doors and chasing people over fences and stuff like that. And so as I got older, I got into, you know, I stayed involved in competitive shooting and all kinds of things that involved, you know, the Second Amendment and my passion for it. And about 3.5-4 years ago, I started a Facebook page, while I was, you know, running my father's marketing company. I started a Facebook page, called that Tactical SHT. And it was really just a place for me to vent my views about Obama and Hillary and gun control and all of their attempts, and all of the things that were going on in that space. My friends on my social media kind of got sick of me always ranting about it, so I went and created my own page, and I wanted to go over there. And the other thing I knew was so many people were buying AR-15s, including my own father, who was always adamantly, even though he was pro-gun, he was against that quote-unquote weapon of war. I didn't need one of those. And so when Obama told everybody he was going to get rid of them, or that they couldn't have one, you know, everybody ran out and bought one. He's the best gun salesman on earth.
He is. He's good.
And so my father, who was always that guy saying, you don't need that weapon of war, just go buy a regular rifle. He called me from Florida and he said, get me one of those AR-15s. And I was just dumbfounded. So those things led me to create the Tactical SHT page because I know a lot about the AR-15 platform. I was one of the first officers certified to carry one in my patrol car in St. Louis, Missouri, or actually the state of Missouri. I was in a different county than St. Louis at the time. And that was right after the 1990s bank robbery out in Hollywood that went out into the street with the bad guys wearing body armor. So I had knowledge, and I wanted to share that knowledge, so I created a page. And the page quickly grew and quickly took on a life of its own. Our logo has kind of become the logo that represents the community, you know, and our community is law enforcement. It's military active duty, special forces. It's veterans. It's Second Amendment supporters. It's recreational shooters, competitive shooters. And it's the hardcore ones. Obviously, that's why we've got the four letter word in the name, you know,
the rough language. We'll call it the rough language.
Those guys that I describe, you know, your military, your special forces, your cops, your SWAT guys, they're not soft guys.
No.
They use humor to deal and as a coping mechanism. And they say a lot of bad words. And so we've become known as an irreverent page, a page that says exactly what we feel and won't hold anything back when it comes to politics or, you know, or our position, you know, and relaying the position of our fans and that sort of thing.
Well, you must have.
And so,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you must have offended the soft liberal people, you know, that live in their little utopia world where they all sing the folk song.
We do that on a regular
harmony.
Basis. We do that on a regular basis. They've had to create their own safe spaces because of us. But you know, that's the problem with the world right now that social media has created. This I'm offended, you're offended, everybody's offended thing. But
I don't know how old you are, but there was a little saying when I was a little girl that was sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, liberals don't go by that because
no,
words
that's,
seem
that's
to hurt them a lot.
These days.
It is. Go ahead.
And so our Facebook page in a matter of 3.5 years, and we've got other social media, you know, we're on Instagram, which is also owned by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Yeah.
We're on YouTube, we're on Google, we're all over the place. And total, we have 1.3 million fans, and that's in just 3.5 years. And on Facebook, we had 475,000 fans. It was our biggest audience. And so one of the things I did is I built it into a company. You know, I tell everybody we did it all backwards. We had fans before we had products, and we went national before we went local. You know, we identified the kind of products and services and whatnot that our customers wanted or our fans wanted so that they could become customers, and we built a solid business on it. So we sell things like, you know, fun T-shirts and tactical gear and body armor and gun parts, which is a key word that I want to stress. It's gun parts. We don't sell regulated firearms. You know, and so we built that business on that social media following, and we became, you know, pretty good at it. We also built a news division, and our news division, basically, we put out about 12 articles a day, mostly about what is relevant within our space, you know, ISIS and the Second Amendment and just a little bit of politics as it involves those things and law enforcement, Thin Blue Line, Black Lives Matters. You know, our news is really kind of a channel where we curate and create news. And so we use the Facebook page to publish that news, no different than Breitbart or the National Review or anybody else. And we also put in between the news, just like in between your segments, we put in information about our products. And we'd also entertain people with funny and humorous, or informative stuff. We'd talk about, we'd do gun reviews, or we'd, put up a funny picture, and so that was kind of it's running it no different than a media site. And, what we've learned along the way was that Facebook and other social media, but really Facebook in particular, is targeting
conservative
Second Amendment pro-gun sites. And to the point of it being really ludicrous, they own the software. They can write the rules, and they've got guidelines, and they've got my favorite part is the community standards. Their community guidelines that they've got. But it's pretty clear you can't sell guns. On Facebook, okay, that's no problem. We don't sell guns. You can't sell ammunition on Facebook. Okay, no problem. We don't sell ammunition. You are supposedly able to post a picture of a gun, but not if it's pointed at the camera, because that would, scare some millennials. And all these different rules, and we try to follow them to the best of our ability. And, of course, throughout the years, we've been slapped on the wrist more than once. And over that time, it's just seemed to have gotten worse and worse and worse.
Well, somebody can report you.
And sure.
They can report a post they're out there. I mean, I don't have anything, in my opinion, offensive on the show's Facebook page. But I'm sorry that I hadn't seen some of your articles, or I would have reposted them. But I post from Newsmax and Breitbart and WorldNet Daily and the Daily Signal and the Heritage Foundation and other places. And I even once in a while go to the liberal places and get something and post that just, so I can see what the enemy says.
Right.
And then I put pictures on and silly cartoons. But Zuckerberg is in control. And he is, in the last 3 months, has not allowed my post to get out to very many. I'll look at them, and that maybe hit 6 people or 10 or 12 or 23 or 18.
Oh, sure.
Maybe I get 60 or 100 once in a while. There's some this week that have gone a little bit more, but they're usually the pictures, not the ones with the articles. And so they have stopped that. And they're controlling it. And they're controlling anybody who puts anything that's for Trump up or for the Second Amendment. And then, we're going to head into a break here shortly. But social media is controlled by the liberal left, the progressives.
Undoubtedly.
And I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to promote CSC Talk Radio. Social media is good, and we need to be out there on social media. I'm out there, too. But if you really want to brand your company, you need to go with radio. A little plug for you to send a little business my way. We're going into a break. I want to talk to you a little bit more, TJ, when we come back. And we're opening up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I want to talk to you about Trump's comment. And Hillary Clinton, she doesn't want to get rid of the Second Amendment. And Dana Perino says, you can't take away the Second Amendment. Nobody can. She doesn't understand infringed. And we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. www.ShelbyAware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. TJ, we've got Mike from Illinois, you know, the not quite so free state there of Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Confusion, yes, where we can brag that we have more convicted felon governors than all the other states put together.
There you go.
Right, and so, I have to unload my gun going across the bridge in Illinois.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Or when they pull you over, you have to roll your window down as the driver and stick both hands out of the car because, you know, here you are guilty until proven beyond all reasonable doubt that you're innocent. So the bottom line with all of this is as Hitlery has said, laws are for the poor, and the people that have got the money and that run the show in whatever direction they want. And unfortunately, in a country where Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in 1963 and killed John Kennedy, and McVeigh and Nichols double-handedly blew up the Murrah Federal Building with a truck bomb, and there were no bombs in the building, and jet planes brought down the World Trade Center towers in New York City, and the Obamanation's health care is not going to cost you a penny more than you're paying now, and you will not lose your family doctor. Boys and girls, it's time to realize that these people will say anything to get where they want to go, And I saw an interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura on the internet a day or so ago, and I forget which country he said he was in, but he was there when a coup d'etat had occurred, and the new dictator, immediately after he got in, the new dictator announced on television, radio, and newspaper that the citizens of his country had 2 weeks to turn their guns into the government, allow them to confiscate their guns with no compensation for them, and at the end of 2 weeks, those in possession of an illegal gun, the punishment was immediate death, was execution, immediate execution. These people will say anything to get where they want to go, and they don't care. So we've got to stand up against this. Beth is exposing this all of the time. She does a great job, and I appreciate her very much. And I'm sure all the people out there do. And you guys have a real great day and a great weekend. Beth, you've got some of the best guests and some of the most articulate and intelligent callers of any place that I listen to. And, you know, for the last 20 years, I've appreciated Derry, and I appreciate you, and we thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike.
Hey, just remember, if someone asks you for your, you know, to turn in your gun, you know, in that fashion, just give them the ammunition first.
Now you're going to get in trouble saying stuff like that, TJ. You see what happened to Donald Trump.
Well, that's exactly why I said it, because, you know, the people can misconstrue all kinds of things. And of course I meant hand them the boxes of ammunition first.
Of course you did.
Safest way to do it.
Of course you did. Well, you know, you were talking about the AR-15s, and Hillary Clinton did say she was going to remove more guns. Now, she didn't say she's going to do away with the Second Amendment. You know, Dana Perino, I get aggravated at this woman. But, you know, she's a political analyst, and she goes off, nobody's going to, they can't do it legally. They cannot get rid of the Second Amendment or any of the amendments. It can't be done. No, but they
can
infringe.
Then how did California do it?
How it can be infringed, and they, well, the amendment's still sitting there. Just not obeying it. It's kind of like all the immigration laws. The immigration laws are in place, but they're not enforcing them. So we have this invasion on our land. And, you know, TJ, I'm probably the only talk show host that tells this. But the reason they hate Donald Trump isn't because he misspeaks. It isn't because he said Rosie O'Donnell was a fat pig. They don't care.
It's because they're scared to death of him.
The reason they hate him is the politicians on both sides are lining their pockets with issues of immigration and trade. And they work together. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And those deals line their pockets, and they involved immigration, illegal and legal. And they involve the trade deals that they're making that are not helping the United States of America, but they're lining their pockets and they're making things nicer for other people, for other countries. And that's the reason that Republican rhinos are going after him. That's the reason that the Democrats are going after him. And, I'm worried about his safety. I truly am. You know, people are falling dead here on Hillary's trail, and people are ignoring that. The mainstream media, they're too worried about Trump saying one thing or the other.
That's all suicide, though.
He was shot in the back, this last guy. It's the worst case
of suicide. Possible, I'm just saying.
A misfire. We have another caller. We have Karen from Illinois.
Yes, hi, this is Karen, and I did have one little thing that was your guest said about sticking your hands out of the car when you're pulled over.
Yeah.
My son is a police officer, and I know he threw that out probably, but I pick, that's nitpicking, maybe you would say.
Might be.
But that's
might
the
be
type
maybe.
Of thing that I would like, you know, I
to
want
squash.
Them home safe.
You do yeah. want them home
oh, sure.
safe. And, you know, I have family that is in law enforcement, so I'm with
right.
Karen. And I do want them trained, and I do want them armed, and I do want them to wear their gear. I want them
oh,
safe.
I'm behind them 100%, and I'm for anything that can keep them safer out there. I'm not so sure I agree with militarizing them. Mm-hmm. other
countries
that federal,
that
has been taken over. Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of a little slippery slope. But anyway, we won't get into that. I agree with everything you've said about the Trump train and get on it.
You know, the women that are for Hillary need to start being for women.
Yes, they
and
do.
Not that woman.
Yeah.
So we're gonna punch that.
I really can't believe anybody that is Christian can possibly vote for her.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people saying that about Trump. How can you be a Christian and vote for Donald Trump? I mean, I've got relatives that are saying that, and I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, what's the alternative here? Just to not vote?
I think he believes in saving our babies.
I believe he does.
So I don't think he believes in abortions.
And he's not the one that got a rapist off that was a child rapist for a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah. And then laughed about it. So, you know, it was the attitude afterwards that probably was more resentful because, like they say, everybody does deserve a fair trial. But anyway, I'll let you go, Beth Ann, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate it. You know, TJ, you've got some people there in Illinois giving you a holler. You know, it's the Second Amendment is an issue and a topic that will make my phone lines light up. And my mentor always said that. He said, all you got to do is say gun one time and the phones light up. And that's because we take it very serious. Now, I'm not as serious as you, but I take it very serious. I have my guns, and I take it very serious, and I take my safety very serious. And I'm not going to listen to a liberal progressive tell me how I should just allow a rapist to have his way or urinate on him, and that'll discourage him. Yeah, I think I'll just shoot him. And that will discourage him even more. And he won't do it to the next woman. He won't do it to the next woman down the road. So, I'm not going to listen to them on protection. I'm going to listen to somebody like you and somebody like some of my family members that are in law enforcement. I'm going to, those are the people I'm going to listen to. And it's...
Absolutely. You know, we could talk about the Second Amendment all day. Like every caller you've had, there's so many things I want to say, but it would take us so far off topic.
Yeah, well, we have one more segment here. We're going into another break.
That's what tactical SHC is all about. We have these types of discussions on social media rather than the radio. It's just radio with pictures and written word instead of spoken word the way we run it. I'm actually a second-generation radio guy, so I'm a big fan of radio.
Well, radio, as you know, and you're doing today, is talking directly with your neighbor. You're directly talking to your neighbor. If there's a crisis, you don't send them an email or tweet them. You go over next door and you say, hey, you know what? Your house is on fire. You better get out. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. And TJ and Beth Ann and we, the people, will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's GiveBack program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with TJ of Tactical Stuff, or SHT, and I'm the mom here, you know, so I have to kind of be careful. But we have another caller. We have another Illinois caller today from Toby. Toby, he's got a story that he was telling my producer that I think you're going to get a kick out of. Toby?
All right. Yes, Beth Ann, I enjoy your show immensely, and I'm sorry to go off topic on this. It's not Free for All Friday, but I speak at our city council in Rockford, Illinois, every Monday night, and recently I was speaking against Hillary, and the man in back of me did not like what I was saying. He was telling me to shut up, sit down, stop talking about Hillary like that, and then he began to hit me over the head and back with his golf club with a weapon that he brought in to city council, and he was not arrested. Nothing happened to this man, and it was on film in front of the mayor, in front of the chief of police, in front of all of the aldermen and city staff, and nobody did anything to stop this man, and I told him several times, stop assaulting me, and nothing was done. And it just goes to show you the mentality of a Hillary supporter trying to stop me from my First Amendment right, freedom of speech. I was appalled.
You should have turned around. You know, this isn't a safe space.
Right. Well,
you might have whacked you again, you know.
Early 80s, I wasn't really going to. I mean, had he not stopped, I would have defended myself, taking away his driver. I mean, you know, he wasn't really hitting me with enough force to cause a bruise or bumps, but it's the fact that I was being assaulted in front of 50 people on camera, and now it's online.
And now it's on the radio.
Yes.
Nationally syndicated. People in New York are hearing about how you were whacked in the back with a golf club.
The back and the head with a golf club by a man who truly will do anything to support Hillary.
It's amazing.
Online, we call those people trolls. You know, and
And speaking of a troll, I think he was doing it is I had gone to the Salvation Army and I bought a little blonde doll and I drilled a hole in her nose and shoved a 2-foot dowel rod in there and I called her Hillary Clinocchio. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
So you didn't provoke this at all, did you?
Every time you pull the string, you delete the email.
Included.
I was going to say, yeah, did you hear that?
I had no idea that Hillary Clinocchio would get such a response from an old man and where he would actually hit me with a driver.
Well, you know, I'm sure if some of the Fox girls that defend Hillary and really get angry and they defend Rosie O'Donnell from Donald Trump, that they would probably be upset about what you did to Hillary, the doll.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Well, you know, I think you made the little doll.
Yes. You know, I'm not offended by it. I think it's kind of comical, but I'm a little strange.
It is comical, and I have to laugh at what happened, but I was still shocked and appalled that nobody did anything, including the chief of police and another officer that is in there to make sure nothing like that happens.
They could have
apparently it's only against the elected officials that the police are there to protect, not the participants.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, that's an interesting story, Toby. I appreciate it. Watch out. Okay, next time wear a helmet.
You can get those at Tactical SHT.
There you go. Pushing your product. All right. We appreciate that. Thank you, Toby. It's a strange world we're in, TJ, as you well know. And it is a bias world. And Hillary's getting away with literally everything, from putting this nation in danger with her emails and making money on her deals with the foreign companies through the Clinton Foundation. And we believe murder. She is getting away with everything, and no one is doing anything about it. In fact, they're refusing to do anything about it. I mean, when you have
Major
an FBI...
Major media is ignoring it and just focusing on guys climbing up buildings.
Yes. Then I had to be a little touched, you know, because I'm afraid of heights, so that's really something I would not do. I wouldn't do that. Of course,
no.
I wouldn't try to get a hold of somebody without being polite and going through the channels, which is why Donald Trump hasn't returned my call yet, because I haven't climbed tall buildings like Superman. Anyway,
well,
I think that's
I'll tell you, as a CEO, I endorsed Trump months and months and months ago in advance of a rally in Florida because I also own a company, and you're going to get a kick out of this. It's not a little bit off topic, but I own a gun oil company, and the gun oil is called Liberal Tears Gun Oil.
Amazing.
And Mr. Trump evidently really got a kick out of that, so he invited my people to be on stage with him.
Well, that is really
liberal
cool.
Tears.
Liberal tears. Yeah, we're going to have to talk to you about advertising on the radio and helping Beth Ann and CSC Talk Radio promote truth and promote common sense. And you know what this is? This is not like any other talk show, because this is actually the voice of the people, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I
Absolutely.
Let the people, everyone is family as far as I'm concerned. I even let the bad guys call in that want to rip into Beth Ann every once in a while. And then it's kind of fun because I see my other ones come to my age, you know. They're my nice.
And that's what happened with us.
And I just love it, you know. And it's
So Facebook, just to get back to the root of this story, Facebook, you know, we've been slapped on the wrist before for posting seemingly ridiculous, you know, like a couple months ago, actually, we got one of our admin. An admin is somebody that actually runs the page. They're kind of like a DJ.
Yes.
Admins get banned all the time, meaning they can no longer post on Facebook for a period of from 24 hours to 30 days, depending on how many times they've been in trouble and what it is they did. But it used to be that if you posted something obviously bad, like if you're straight up attacking Islam, you know, Facebook will remove your post and ban the admin.
Oh, yes.
And if you're posting guns for sale, they will, you know, they will do the same thing. But lately, it's like they've turned the volume up on their algorithm, on their software, to where if you post a picture of a fully clothed woman holding a gun, we've had admin banned, and it says that this is sexual content. A fully clothed woman holding a gun, the admin gets banned with no recourse, no appeals process.
I guess that depends on who's looking at it.
Yeah, but a fully clothed woman holding a gun, who's the one that's sexual? Is that sexual content, too? Well, only people that believe in Sharia. You know, and so, what's happening is Facebook is not, it's not like, you know, you have an army of liberal trolls out there. Some are paid, some are not paid. And they are going around to conservative and pro-gun pages, and they just lurk there waiting for any post that they could potentially report.
And we're about out of time. I want people, do you have
all
a
right.
phone number? We're going to say go to TacticalSHT.
Yeah.
Dot
just
com,
Google,
right?
Google Tactical SHT and you'll find us.
All right.
Or search that on Facebook and you'll find us. I want to tell you, we took down our 475,000 fan page, but we got it back.
All right. Later. You got it back. That's awesome. We are out of time. I want to thank you so much, TJ. We need to get together. You need to work with CSC Talk Radio. I want you for a sponsor. I like you. We're done for the day. So it's going to take all of us, people, to sort through all this media bias, this lack of common sense. If we're going to stand on Constitution, we got to do it together and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.